Thank you for calling Pierce Jewelers. How may I help you?
Hi, is Allie in today?
Is Allie? Yeah, she is. May I ask who's calling, please?
Yes, Sarah from RDI.
Hang on one moment,
Thank
Sarah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've moved. You can now find us at our brand new home, 200 Main Street in Target Plaza. We can't wait for you to check out the new space. Stay online. We'll be right there with directions.
Hi, friend. How are you?
That's good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. You know, it's already ready.
Yes. Well, I'm glad. That's a good thing. Have you guys extended hours?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're open every day, and then we start going later. We have an event Friday night, and then from there on, it just every night gets a little bit later.
Earlier. Yeah. Yes. Got you. Now, are you working every day, or you got a day or two off?
I have one more day off before Christmas, and that is Monday.
Monday. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes,
well,
here I am.
Yes. Well, it's not too bad because, I mean, it seems like it's very short this year. We only got, 2 weeks left.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
so
I'm thankful
like,
for that.
So. Yeah. Seems to be
we're getting there.
Short. So, but yeah. Oh, what are people coming in for? Anything specific?
So far, we've had a lot of people just wanting, inexpensive silver gifts.
Mm.
I'm like, what the fuck, people? Let's spend money here.
Yeah, open the wallet.
Yeah, exactly. Hello, who are you getting this for? We have gotten, we're starting to get engagement people. So far, what people have picked have been completed rings that we already had a center stone in.
But I see
things starting to change. So I'm hoping we've got, some people coming through and they want some naturals. Going to you for that.
Some
for
money
sure.
people.
Yeah, we need that badly.
Now, what time do you guys close on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve, we close at 3.
3, gotcha. Okay. Now, do you host or no?
Well, so that's – actually, I'm glad that you asked me that because that reminds me. I need to talk to them. My brother-in-law wants to host, and he lives an hour and 45 minutes from me, and I'm 30 minutes from my house right now.
Oh, you are?
So,
okay.
Which, it's not bad. It's all highway for me, but my husband's like, you need to get the day off. I'm like, well, I'm not getting the day off. Let's just understand it's retail. But if I could leave at noon, that would be great. And we do have a ton of staff on that day.
Why wouldn't you be able to then?
That's what I'm thinking. That would be nice. But, I guess I don't know. And that's what's hard, working for your bestie, Now
I know.
She's working every day, and I feel bad, but.
But it's not your business.
Exactly.
Not to be,
every day.
Yes.
It's not my store. It's
right.
not my store.
Right. No, I got you. I mean, but I don't even think it's that busy on Christmas Eve. I feel like it's not anymore. I feel like back in the day, Christmas Eve was a big day. But now, the years going by, I feel like Christmas Eve isn't that big of a day anymore. I don't know. What do they say for you? Have you been there for a Christmas Eve?
So, I was here last year. The last year was my first Christmas Eve. But we had only been in this location for a month, number one.
Okay.
Number two, we got a snowstorm on Christmas Eve. So we were a skeleton crew. It was me, Jordan, and one of our part-timers. And it was, we had people, but it was the plow truck drivers that were doing the plaza, and they wanted to spend $100, and we had already sold out of all of our stuff at that
price. For $100, right.
So it was not a crazy day. I agree. I don't see Christmas Eve being a huge day. Now, if it was a Saturday, if Christmas Eve was a Saturday, to me that's a whole other story.
Right.
On a Wednesday? I don't know.
I don't think so. I feel like it hasn't been lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't feel like it's a big day. Like, yeah, you may get your stragglers, but like you said, you have enough staff there that's going to handle them.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
How many people you have there?
Full-time, it's just Lori, Jordan, myself, and Matthew.
Okay.
And then we have Tiffany, who is, she works for BEB Associates. They're a huge estate seller, buyer.
Oh, okay.
So she's on the road most of the year, but always around the holidays, she's off the road, and so she's here. This is,
mm-hmm.
She grew up in, at this store, actually.
Oh, okay.
For the original owners.
Okay.
So she'll be here, and then we've got another girl who I have yet to meet. That apparently used to work here years ago, and
mm-hmm.
her parents are in town. She was supposed to work all weekends for December, and that turned into just the week of Christmas she's working.
Oh, right, yeah. I got you.
So, oh, yeah, I kind of want to be like, you know, we got all these extra people. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, you just take respectfully, just say, I'm sorry, but this is, you know, this year, yeah, I can only work till noon. That's what I can do. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
I don't think that that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, whatever. Here we
are. Yeah, it is what it is, right? That's, you know.
Yeah. Are you guys open on Christmas Eve?
We are very, very limited staff for the people, like, tracking packages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or if they get someone in, like, New Year's. Like, oh, they're coming back right after Christmas. They're here now. What do you have? They want to get it for New Year's. So we're only open till 2, and it's very, very limited, the staff. So, because, again, it's not like it used to be on, you know.
Just
people want to stay home and enjoy their families, and, you know, they're done with shopping.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's, I feel like you should be done with shopping.
Mm.
But I think they want to be open because we're closed. Obviously, we're closed Christmas. We're back open that Friday, Saturday. And then we close Saturday at 4, and we're closed until the following Friday. So
oh, good. Good for you.
New Year's.
Yeah, awesome.
Which is very much needed. So.
Yeah, oh, no, they definitely have to be open. But I'm saying if you've got enough staff, it's not going to be – it's not like you're leaving with one person working. Now, that's a different story. But you got a lot of people that work there.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you're very fortunate because a lot of these mom and pops, you know, that are, they only have, like, themselves. So,
exactly.
You know, they don't have, you know, the employees like you guys have. So,
yeah.
That's good. You have a strong core.
Yeah. No,
you
it
know?
Is good. And I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah.
It's been, it's been a little crazy.
Most of these jewelers are like mom, you know, the husband and wife or, you know.
Yeah.
The owner and 2 part-time workers, and, like, they go crazy. So, yeah, it's different for you. So, yeah, I don't think you have a problem.
No.
Yeah.
Hopefully
I would just bring it up sooner than later and just say, listen, my brother, who is it, your brother-in-law, you know, is doing it this year. He's 2 hours from here or 3, whatever it is. And
yeah,
so.
I mean, like, I just don't want to be... I told my husband, I was like, I don't mind if I get home, you know, if I leave at like 2 and I got home at 2:30, and he's like, yeah, and then you're going to want to shower. I'm like, no, I'll go ready. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
And our oldest is 17, so he he could drive us home, which is great.
Right.
I'm like, or we can stay there. Like, we don't have little kids anymore.
Right.
We can bring Christmas with us. It's not a big deal.
Correct. That would be cool.
Yeah, we're going to just,
I
don't know. We're going to see.
We'll figure it out, but I bet you'll be fine.
Yeah, I
can't see that it wouldn't be. I mean, I wouldn't want you to cut it that close to work till 2. You know what I mean?
No.
And then you got to drive.
That would not be fun.
Right. So, I think she'll be fine.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe we'll get a snowstorm, and I'll just be like, listen, I'm just not even coming in.
Right.
Just not doing that myself.
I know. I've heard other places have had a nice storm, or, like, my God, where was she? I just talked to her, and they were closed yesterday because they had a bad ice storm. Let me pull her up.
Oh, my God.
North Dakota.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's snowing. It is actually very pretty outside right now here.
Yeah.
It's been snowing since about 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
But
gotcha.
I'm not looking forward to my drive home, you know.
I know.
Here we are.
Especially when you're a half hour away. I gotcha.
And I literally, it's the worst stretch of highway in the entire state.
And it's black, like literally black out when you drive home, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, be careful. What time do you work till tonight? So,
is today a normal day? Today's a normal, I get out at, well, so if I leave here at 6:30, I'll be doing good. We close
at
6.
Oh, man,
so.
And you don't get home till about 7:30. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Long day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I pour myself one glass of wine
yeah.
and get home, and then maybe a second.
Right, and then you're like
January.
Yeah.
That's what I keep telling myself. Like, I'll get there.
Oh God, that's funny. I love it. Oh my God. Yeah. Well, maybe
do what you got to do, right?
Yeah. No, I gotcha. But so, what do you have? One kid? You were saying with 17?
I have two. I have two boys,
okay.
17
oh.
and 14.
Oh, okay. Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Very
yeah. And
my nice.
My 17-year-old girlfriend is coming to visit.
Oh, okay.
She gets here the 28th, and she's here through.
Well, where does she live?
29th. She lives in Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they met on the internet. They've been dating
okay.
for a year and a half.
Wow.
She's a
okay.
sweetheart. We like her.
Oh,
but,
good.
Man, it's challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad I have an unlimited plan, kid.
Right.
You're welcome. You don't have any idea the struggles that you would have
oh
had
God.
As a younger child.
Man, we were with my friends and my husband. We were talking the other day about, and I forgot about it when cell phones first came out. Do you remember when it was, you had the peak time, non-peak
yes.
time, and the different price, like, if you were on non-peak, you had to pay this, so, like, I was like,
yeah.
I totally forgot about that. You know, we are so spoiled now that it's, like, everything, you know, it's unlimited, and you don't have to worry about any of that, but that is so true. I forgot
yeah.
that.
You don't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah.
And it's just the internet speed. I tell
oh, yeah.
Partner, I'm like, you have no idea
mm-hmm.
what dial-up
mm-hmm.
was like.
Yeah.
And they're like,
right.
Oh, you know, you tell us this all the time. I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I don't want to hear you guys complain that you're lagging in your video games. Like,
right.
No.
Right. I know. That is just so funny. I'm like, yeah, that's a good one. But
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So you forget all the things that back when we had to worry about. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. Maybe it's too easy now. I don't know.
I think it is. I think it
you
is.
You know, it's like, oh, well, you probably should have it back to that. But everything
yeah.
is like at our fingertips. Everything is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you do, you know?
I know. It's crazy.
So, and then you remind them, but they don't really understand it, you know. They don't get it.
No. Nor do they really care.
No.
I mean,
no.
No, they don't. Like
Right.
My kids are just, you know, they just know that everything's going to be taken care of and they don't have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
I come home and I'm like, this is Groundhog Day yet again. You haven't done your chores. You haven't done your chores. I'm like, what?
Right. Oh, my God.
Gone all day, folks.
Oh, jeez. I know. Too funny.
Yeah.
You know,
good times.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, all right. Well, I hope I'm going to hear from you at some point.
I know.
I'll be here.
Me too. I'm,
anything you need,
my
let
first
me know.
On my list.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very
and
welcome.
And you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.